Daddy, what are you doing?
I'm doing a podcast, Dizzy. Welcome to the Too Cool for School podcast. I'm your host, Yannick. And on today's episode, we are going back to my roots. So this is all about secondary school. This is all about St. Bond's. And I've got some amazing special guests, and I'll allow them to introduce themselves.
Go for Barry in the building.
Biggest Will in the building.
Roots in the building, I guess.
Yeah, we're all in the building. We're all in the building. So to start off with, you know, I just literally want to take it back to day one or week one. Like, what's you lot's like first memory of school, of Bonds? Because I was thinking about this, especially in regards to this episode, because I remember my first day, I got sent home.
On your first day?
I got sent home because I didn't have a tie.
Wow.
Okay. And you know, school was like, strict them times. It was crazy. I remember that, you know, the way they used to have us like lining up on the playground, that military army style, straight looking forward, like blah blah blah. And I remember the teachers just walking up and down, checking the uniform. And my tie, for some reason, I didn't have a tie on the first day.
Was this Mr. Skelton?
I can't remember who the teacher was, but it was just like, yeah, go
my
home.
Earliest memory, Mr. Skelton, similar thing, getting onto me about my Wallabies. Had some Wallabies with the beige soles.
The beige soles, that's crazy.
It was a myth. And then I think in the same week, different occasion though, but same week, got onto me for my hair. Yeah. I had my hair plaited up like in a pineapple thing.
Yeah.
Got onto me for that.
Wow.
So yeah, those are my earliest memories still. So similar to your earliest memories. You get me? Mad.
So wait, Bruce, wait. What hairstyle did you have in year seven?
I think I had cane roll.
And yeah, we weren't allowed cane rolls them times.
Well, I used to do styles, innit?
Yeah,
different styles,
style
you can't have.
Yes, you was
doing that ignition type.
It was the girls doing my hair.
Yeah.
That's how I met a lot of people.
But we were allowed like different hairstyles and stuff, innit?
Yeah, mine was just too out there. It was too much for him.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mm. That's crazy. How about you, Scots?
I got loads. Because basically that's like the transition for me, because we went Anthony's, isn't it? So like, for me, when we went Bonds, like obviously my friendship group changed, didn't it?
Yeah.
At that time, innit? Because obviously Liam being my cousin.
Yeah.
And I remember like, even like Bruce like, oh, you're the cousin that Liam's talking about. You get me?
Yeah,
Because obviously
I'm
like, right, but no, man, he's thinking of, oh, man. You're the one he's talking about. You get me?
You know, I never really thought about that, you know, the fact that you're going into secondary school, that obviously you've got to like make new friends as well.
Then
there's also the people that came with you from like primary school.
Because
if I look at the trajectory from like year 7 to year 11, like my primary school people, apart from you.
Nothing like.
Like, we weren't.
Well, you two were at primary school.
Yeah.
That's bad. You didn't even know that.
Yeah. Anthony's, big up Sister Catherine.
I knew that still.
Obviously, but man probably knew that, but.
Yeah, but you forgot.
But everyone else. Like, I still chat to a few people here and there, amicable, but not to be like, you know, I was like,
on a different path in life. I remember like playing slapball with these man. Then all the man then walked past, they're ready to go MC or whatever. And I just like, I'm done with this. I'm going yeah, I'm with so these bad. Man from now.
I went to like St. Michael's, innit? And like, I had one or two that cut through St. Mons as well, but like, I ditched them straight away. Like, you know, like, I found new friends straight away. Like, there wasn't even like no like exactly. holding on nothing. It was like
no
okay,
holding on, bro.
Like I said, I'm a couple whatever, but these are my new mates now. Do you get me? Like, I switched straight, like ASAP.
That's crazy.
ASAP. Yeah, I don't remember that.
ASAP.
And you know what's so mad? Yeah, like going into education as an adult and working as like a head of year when I see that happen with year sevens, where they're like, oh yeah, you know what, sir, like, I ain't got no friends. I'm like, yo, where's your people then from primary school? They're like, no, they left me.
Yeah,
with a different group.
Yeah, of course.
Like, oh, damn. So I wonder if people that we came with
felt like that.
There will be certain ones that, because they did stick together, regardless of me leaving them. I just wasn't like them. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. I just wasn't like them. So I just thought, like, you know what, this ain't for me, innit?
Like, growing up in the era that we grew up in Bonds, like, being a Bonds boy, like in that moment, like it felt like a big deal. Did you guys feel that way? Like when we were in school, like during any like stage that, oh, you know what, being a Bonds boy, like this was, yeah, like this was a big deal.
Mm, I guess yeah. so, yeah.
Listen, I'll be honest, like.
Definitely upper echelon.
Yeah, I've always rated my school, like, as in, compared to other schools.
To this day.
It was always mad, especially our year group. And I'm like, no other school in our year group can even chat to say different, because we just had it governed, didn't it?
Yeah.
And there's many reasons why, do you know what I'm saying? Mm. When we got into that, we can get into that now or later, but there's many reasons why it was just governed for us, isn't it?
Because I think as well, like, I don't know, but and we used to get it, I used to feel like that from like other schools as well. Like, oh, yeah, you went Bonds. Yeah. Oh yeah, man, I tried to get in there. Bonds, they man. I wanted to go there, or you know, that type of, you know, that type of feel. And like, there was something, I don't know, there was something about wearing that blazer and that badge. It's crazy because looking back, it made you feel like you was on a football team. Like you was repping
like, I didn't even get into
for
Bonds,
the school on like, you know, on a different level. Even going from like a brown blazer to a black blazer, that was like graduation.
That's the one. See, when you first enter, it was like,
yeah,
St. Ones, learning whatever, making new friends, finding your feet. Do you get me? But the switch up of the brown blazer to black, and why that was like a pivotal moment was for me, anyways, because I had like a cousin. In like obviously when I went into year 7, I had a cousin in year 9, Leslie, and then I had an older brother, Chris, in year 11. So I already knew about the switch up. I already knew about the switch up because my bro used to always say to me, "Bro, you see this black blazer? Yeah, I'm a new man. Blah 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 blah."
Like in a the yard, Superman keep.
In the yard, so I'm thinking, bro, I can't wait to get to black blazer because that's when you're certified. Like, do you get me? So I remember the switch up. It was mad. Black blazers are different with a gold trimming. Different.
Gold trimming, you know.
It was drippy. Yeah, the brown thing wasn't really.
Nah, the brown thing was dead.
Yeah, the brown thing.
Even
was
with
dead.
Like your jacket on top, like
the prefect badge used to go with it.
Yeah, no, the prefect badge used to go with the black.
Used to go.
Hey, you was older then as well. You're definitely older now.
You're older now.
You got.
You're stepping through.
Was you a prefect?
Because in year 7,
you know about prefect. You know what I was.
Listen,
everyone knows what I was.
In year 7, you can still get stained when you give the man the £1 to go for your lunch. You can still get stained for that.
Yeah,
but when you're in year 9, you got more leverage. Like, bro, make sure you come with my thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in the same playground as you.
Yeah.
Even stuff like that, you know.
Wait, what was I?
I was a prefect as well.
Yeah, but what was I?
No way you were.
I was a pairmentor as well.
Captain or something. Thank you.
What was you?
Were I something else as well, though? I feel like I was deputy head boy or something.
Yeah, I think you were. Yeah, you was.
I was deputy head
boy.
What's the first thing you said? What was you the first?
Sports captain. And I was sports.
Yeah, yeah, he was.
He was head boy.
It was someone that he shouldn't have been.
Do you remember?
Nah, he definitely was head boy.
Do you remember me, you and Bruce doing the prefect thing in the morning? Late
thing. That one was.
We were just chilling in the morning. Don't remember that.
Oh yeah, that was one of our duties. Yeah. I had two duties. Yeah. So one of my duties was
the gate duty.
And you know why that was funny? Because depending on who's late, I'm like, oh, alright, you're my YG. Yeah,
I don't remember
through,
none
man.
Of my duties.
You, I don't know you. You're late.
I remember you used to do that.
But we had a duty as well.
What?
Canteen.
I can't remember my duties.
Remember canteen? The line for the hot dogs and the donuts.
Break time.
Was king of hot dogs and donuts.
The kids used to come through. And if the queue was crazy, I'll say, oh, you know what? If you got a pound for me.
I'll bash
that's
you.
A Q jump, man.
His switch up.
Oh, like you started,
I started it.
Why do you think that?
Because I did.
No, do you know what? And this goes to one of the things that I was going to discuss as well, is a lot of people that know us and they know that we went to school together, they'll think, you know what, from year 7 to 11, we spent the most time together. But if you really look at it, we only spent time together, break time and lunch time, the majority of us. Because we weren't on your side of the year group.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, like,
Even BHW, on my channel, big up BHW. Hit me. Big up BHW every time.
You man do your thing. You know what I'm saying? But even on our side, it was me and him, me and, you know, Brutes in most of our classes, like top sets, or at least me. There was some set two classes that Brutes was set one, triple science. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not reaching there. But
no, but you got there eventually.
Yeah, yeah. No, not triple.
Science you did, you was about.
Nah, not triple.
Okay.
Triple science.
It's even triple science, you bad boys.
Nah, next one, bro.
See me, I was just cutting through, bro.
Do you know what? There was only one time I went to set three, and this was nothing to do with academics, and this shows how schools, like, operate in terms of behaviour. Mm. Like, my behaviour was bad. Yeah. But because my behaviour is bad, nothing to do with my intellect, you've put me down a set. Mm. So I went to set three, and I won't say he was in my class because it was a couple of the man them.
Yeah.
I did 3 weeks there.
He said, get me out of here.
I said, get me out of here.
Yeah, I need to return.
I said, no, these man.
No, that he definitely used to chat you, man, you know.
When he came up to my classes,
I said, these man.
This is dead.
Like,
he used to work hard. That's what I'm saying. Like, his thing was, he's so
I was like, these man are moving. Because, bro, we didn't do that in top sets.
No,
we left all the banter in for break time and lunch time. But we came and we came to learn.
Coming from bottom set, my class was chaos still.
No.
Chaos, bro.
And Sparps, I swear I bucked one of your classes. I don't know if it was science. I think it was like, you see that behavior thing, what you're saying? I think I dropped down to like set four or something.
Yeah,
man. But when I mean like, I went from like 30 pupils to like, six in the
first. There was no six. There was no six in.
No, okay, I'm
there
exaggerating.
There was never no six.
About 12, half.
Least. Never. Set four science was Miss Highland.
Miss Highland.
And she was 30.
How many was in there?
She was 30.
There was about 12 people. Bro,
listen, big up Miss Highland.
So, yeah, my first day.
How can it be four sets? That's
bro, my first day in there, I'm seeing swingers on the back room. I'm seeing compasses fly. I'm seeing people say, shut up to the team. I'm just like, nah.
Do you think, do you man think going to an all boys school made a difference in like the way we grew up in terms of like boys just being boys and having to deal with certain things and, you know, not showcasing like vulnerability, like in a sense? Because I say this to say, a couple of months ago, a couple of episodes, I had Rizzy on, and he was talking about like his journey, like with sickle cell and whatever else. Mm. And I was saying to him, "Bro, you at school with me? I didn't even know you had sickle cell."
Mm.
It was like, "Bro, there was days, 2-3 weeks, months I could be gone." I said, "I didn't even know you were not in." You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm.
So it's like people like were going through stuff that we wouldn't have known about. And there is no way in the 5 years that we've been at the school where, like, as boys, we didn't go through stuff or we didn't have low periods or, you know what I'm trying to say? Ooh. So it's like, what impact do you guys think, like, going to an all-boys school, like, had on us in that sense, in terms of, like, me, vulnerability?
That's for me. So same thing, because obviously I had things going on for me from primary school that... was when they went out to secondary school, was in learning difficulties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to embrace it. So obviously now it's affecting certain things, isn't it? So obviously, but them times I didn't want to embrace it. So I had all the support. But I remember when the lady used to come in my class, they used to say, your girlfriend's here. So I used to be like, I used to be onto her and say, like, get out, yeah, move from me.
Yeah.
I used to go mad, innit? I used to move mad because obviously that is, you know, all boys school, you have to have thick skin.
Yeah.
When they say your girlfriend's here, as soon as she's like, your girlfriend's here, yeah. I'm ready. Don't come next to me. Don't even come this way. Yeah. And obviously that's due to, like I said, I needed the support, but I had to chase the support away because of how it looks, innit? And you're trying to perceive a kind of image.
Yeah,
where you can go back in the playground and be cool, but it's not so.
But that continues till now. Like I see kids do that now. They like you've got learning needs, and the learning needs might not even be that severe. You might just need someone there to make
that's
sure
what it was.
You know. Right, cool. I mean,
do you work in an all boys
kids
school?
Kids don't. No, like as in, I work for the council, so I go into schools and you know what I'm trying to say, and see what they need support with and whatever else. But that's still a big issue now. Is that. It makes the students feel different. And it's crazy to hear that, you know, when we're talking about from us starting school 2002 till now, 23 years later, that's still a thing where schools haven't sussed out how to effectively transition or support, you know, students with like a teaching assistant or learning support. I'm not sure.
Mm. Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Yeah. Because they have to put the things in place, but then it's like people like me that don't want to accept it, what can many people do? There's not much they can really do.
Yeah,
it's hard.
No, the person has to be willing to accept it. That's why I realize now I'm further in this journey, innit? It's like you have to be willing to accept the support because it is there. It's just like how you perceive it. Mm. And if you're pushing it away, then how can they think of the next plan if you ain't even tried the first one? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I see it as like, I wish I did take more of that support. I didn't do too bad after, but maybe I could have done better. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm. No. But yeah, definitely. I think being in an all-boys school, like you said, back to your question, it made us like have to be tough. Do you understand? Because there's like, you see when you like got girls or females around you, you can open up a bit more. You can be vulnerable to, because they're close by. Do you understand? Mm. You can cry on one shoulder. You can open up, say certain stuff. But I didn't feel like I could ever at that time come to any of you, man, and say like, do you know what? At home, blah, 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 or this and that. I'm going through this and that. Do you understand? You just always had to have that layer of toughness. Always, I felt. Whether it was good or bad, do you understand?
Yeah.
It's one of them ones. In saying that, I don't know if it was a mixed school, if anything would have changed as well. I don't know. Mm. Do you get me? I think it's each to their own individual, innit?
Yeah, exactly.
Like Scott said, sometimes it's the person, innit? Yeah. If the person's willing to open up, if the person's willing to do A, B, and C, but St. Bond's definitely, you had to be tough, innit? Because
St. Bond's was straight.
It's just boys around you.
Look how much, like, as soon as you went to our school, like, it's just cussing matches and whatever from the jump and just whatever, even down to football. Football's bare competitive. It's like every day, BHW versus ACFG, every single day. Battle, battle. Premier League, last cap. Guys are getting angry at their players. Guys are getting angry at the other side. It's fights. And so it's just always going to be
competition.
Testosterone.
It's a lot of and testosterone.
Yeah.
Testosterone. You know what I'm saying? A lot of testosterone. And
you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, it's difficult, man. Because I think, even me and Brutes, like before this, like was discussing, you know, something personal which I was opening up to him about, and I was thinking if this was in school, like are people really having those? I think in adulthood you go through stuff and you know you build relationships and it's more easier. But in school, are you, you know, do you have the sort of strength or the resilience to go through that? And like you said, bro, we were always cussing each other.
Yeah.
So
disadvantages was more
you
good
being
for
vulnerable to someone. Yeah. That's an ammo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ammo. Because the next cussing match on the playground,
you're finished.
That person's coming for you, man.
Bro, your secret, what you just said or whatever, is coming out. Yeah,
that person's
like
coming for you,
straight,
man.
You have to have.
So I wanted to ask as well, like, what do you guys remember from the support that we used to receive? Like from teachers, is there any, like, one, do you remember like the support in school being good? And two, like, is there any particular teacher that stood out for you? So I don't know about you, Bruce.
Do you know what? It's mad, yeah, because I'm sitting there thinking, like, is my memory just really bad? Or was my experience of school nothing like you, man's? Because.
Why'd you say that?
Yeah, well, what we said,
I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, which one is it? What's the.
Cause like I don't know
the class ones you wouldn't know because he wasn't like in our sets. But what like in terms of what we said?
I don't know.
We're trying to say your
you weren't getting cussed.
Your journey was
you
like,
trying to say you weren't getting cussed.
Well, your team was roller coaster.
You said you weren't getting cussed.
Smooth.
Swear.
That's how I remember it, bro.
Is it? Nah, man. There must have been some bumps.
School was a safe space. Man. Outside of school, that's something else.
Yeah.
But school was a safe space, bro. Like
no, but do you know what it is? He's not even lying because certain people feel that way where they just like cut you learning, friends, dinner, basketball, music, just cut you year 7, year 11, no real bumps. But I feel like for me, I can somewhat agree with you. Like I don't, there's like one or two, but other than that, smooth sailing.
In terms of like support and like with teachers, is there any teacher that,
to be honest,
that stood
like,
out for you?
For me, I always remember Miss Reynolds. She was the RE teacher. But I don't remember why. I think it was more just she was familiar. She was quite Cockney. She was young. I think that's all it was.
Miss Reynolds gave me my first ever hour detention.
Okay.
That's what I remember. And I hated her for a minute. But that's only because it was my first one and it was after school, everyone's leaving me. But Miss Reynolds was a good,
a
good teacher.
The reason why I remember Miss Reynolds, she gave me some advice that I kind of remember.
Okay.
She told me to go to sixth form because everyone knows you here. It's going to be a smooth transition. You're going to get the support you need. So that's why I always remember her. Okay. I didn't go sixth form.
Because you didn't.
And my experience was somewhat different. What she said.
You get me.
Yeah.
Miss Reynolds was a good teacher still.
Yeah. How about you? How about you, Scott, in terms of like support? Is there any teacher that stood out for you?
Not really. Just like I said, I had the support teachers that I fobbed off in it at the time of getting the support. Teachers, I remember teachers like Miss Gilroy. Like art, she gave me, like, she helped me, like, get, like, the highest.
Art teacher.
Yeah. So, like, B was my highest in my GCSEs.
Yeah.
And obviously, she helped me get that, obviously, because of the writing. I didn't get the A in it. But yeah. You was in my art class, Doc.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
How can I forget? Mr. Spilsbury.
Come on. Remember that P. Yeah.
Do you know what? Mr. Spilsbury, big him up because...
Yeah, he used to love you still.
He used to love me, like, no homo. But, obviously, I played for the school football team, A team. And he's the one that, you know, like you had to go for trials. So it was Mr. Cox that put me through. But then when I first bought Mr. Spilsby, since day one, he just loved me. And like, he knew I wasn't like one of the top, but he knew I had like ability.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, he used to always let me like come to his office.
Yeah.
And like, he'll ring up clubs for me, like to get trials and all of that stuff. So like, and then also, when it got, you know, in year nine, obviously we had work experience.
Yeah.
Another one that made me do my work experience in St. Bonds.
What happened with that?
Sad. Oh, yeah. Bro.
What happened with that? You don't want to talk about
it. You see that? You see Mrs. Spilsby, big him up, man.
Big him up.
Wherever you are, Mrs. Spilsby, I'm saying, hey, man.
I done my, I had to do my work experience at school as well because the people that I did it with, they didn't have no work, bro.
That was it.
Sent me on my way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mrs. Spilsby was certified.
Nah, he was certified. He was certified.
What about you?
He's certified.
Yeah, what about you?
You know what? Miss Reynolds as well. She was just like nurturing, caring, you know, doing her thing. It's weird because different teachers did different things for me. Like Miss Reynolds, nurturing, caring. Miss Waldron, the drama teacher, like she just brought out like a creative side to me where it was like, Jan, I see something in you, go do your thing. Like I got full marks like for drama, for my practice. I got full marks in drama for everything, like crazy. Like when I mean full marks, like I couldn't have done any better. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? It was like 100 out of 100 type thing. And Miss Tompkins, the English teacher.
Say she changed her name. She got married.
She changed her name. Miss Gibson, she changed it to Miss Gibson. But she pushed me academically because I remember, but this was going, this is more going into sixth form. AS level, year 12. I thought, oh yeah, you know what, GCSE was calm, AS is going to be calm. And then I saw my AS results and I was like, yo, this is mad.
A big
like,
difference.
I think I got like a D for English. Okay. So I was like, yo.
You done English again in sixth form?
Yeah, I did English literature. So I ended up doing it again. And I remember saying to her, because you know the sixth form timetable, you have like a free period. And then luckily for me, my free period fell in one of her other classes. Studying a totally different book. But I said, oh, miss, can I join that class? She was like, yeah, if you want to, but we're doing a different book. I said, it's not about the book. It's about how I'm interpreting the learning, how I'm using my writing skills. Bro, that took me from that to A-levels getting like a B, and she just saw, cool, this guy's ready.
He's on
brand, you know what I'm trying to say? This guy's ready. But it's interesting that we all said female teachers, because I felt the male teachers.
Tough.
So don't know what it was.
To be honest, I like Mr. Workmaster.
That I liked him as well. Yeah, no, you rated him. I remember you rated him.
I like Mr. Tasker.
I like Mr. Workmaster.
Mr. Tasker.
That was our fourth. That was ahead of year. You know why? Because I didn't apply for sixth form, but I went to Stratford, and the Stratford College, and it was really silly, innit? I thought I was done, bro, but this was crazy. So I said, nah, I got to go back to where they're learning.
Yeah.
So I had to like rap with him, and he got me into sixth form. Remember, I was in sixth form.
Big him up.
Big him up. Like,
do you know what? Another one I'm going to throw there, since you think we were only throwing at females, Mr. Skelton.
That's what I'm saying. He's
see, Mr. Skelton,
he's hurt you.
Everyone is scared of him, obviously, when you cut two set ones.
The Skeltonator.
Because he's like...
Yeah, but he kept a man in line, didn't
he? Yeah, he kept man in line in check.
He's the reason why we are how we are.
Yeah, he could reason with you. Like, you could actually like have a conversation with him and he'll tell you your wrongs and your rights also. Do you get me? And say like, do you know what? We'll...
Discipline, but with the arm around the shoulder.
Yeah, he was like a fed because he was the only one you're really scared of.
He's the only... I think he's like the one that changed me.
It was someone else. It was him.
Mr. Raccoon.
And some older woman.
Miss Carroll.
Oh, yeah, Miss Carroll.
Them two.
No, Miss Carol was a scary motherfucker.
She's a witch.
No, she was dangerous.
They was coming like...
Oh, yeah, big up.
Yeah, them two.
Big up Brother Ron, because actually I actually do like Brother Ron. Like, yeah, Brother Ron.
Brother Ron, I
had him for RE or one of them subjects, and he was actually... He's either science or RE or one of them, but he was actually a good teacher as well.
Was he?
Yeah, he was proper, man.
I didn't really have no...
He used to cuss me in Lingala.
Yeah, he just used to cuss.
He's the first white person
he used to always speak in Lingala. Yeah, he always used like Roman words. Someone was giving lessons outside of the class. Because he always knew the words. That's what I liked about him. I like him though.
He lived on the block, innit?
Yeah, he lived on the block.
That's why.
What block did he live on? He was so mad, yeah.
He's even gay, like
he's
a
man. But I wanna speak about sanctions, like the way we used to get sanction and discipline in school. Do you guys remember, not LSU, isolation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember where it was?
Yeah.
Where was it?
It was near the RE corridor at the back.
I heard it. You ain't never been?
Well, you never been?
Yeah, he had a smooth... I've been there bare times, bro.
LSU's there, then it's right next door.
No.
I heard of them too.
But the one downstairs?
The one on the lawn.
The lawn?
You remember St. Yes. Francis Lawn?
Across, basically where Brother Ron used to be.
Where Brother Ron's thing used to be.
Art bit and that.
Yeah.
They put up like... It wasn't even a part of the school building.
It felt like a dungeon. Like you crossed the Friary Lawn.
Yeah, crossed the Friary Lawn.
And then you go into the building. And then go downstairs. Yeah, I remember it. That's where isolation was.
That's where isolation was.
Did you go there?
When it was the head teacher.
LSU, the one upstairs, bro.
Oh, you never went to the...
I went to the upstairs next to the RE thing.
Yeah, that's about the one near LSU.
Yeah, you sit next to the room next to the door.
I know where.
No,
the proper one is the dungeon. Yeah, you go in. It was like... It's a dark room. And it's just you.
That's you.
Yeah, it's just you. Yeah, I've been to that one. I've been there,
but I didn't need to be there.
Okay, you just went to go through.
I'm going to say,
that's crazy.
I've been there, I sat there and done
that,
work.
That was crazy, you know.
You used to go there.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. It was like prison.
No, it was like dungeon.
You're literally,
you're looking
on the table.
And you got to do your work.
There's no sunlight coming in.
That's what I'm saying.
That is crazy.
Because you mentioned it already in this podcast, yeah. What are you saying about that? You trying to say there's something wrong with that? Because don't you think they need to be removed, bro?
There's nothing wrong with being...
Because some kids are mad.
What?
No, what do you mean removed?
So you're saying like your behaviour makes you get dropped to set.
Yeah.
Now you're saying isolation. But these things, I think they're needed, bro. Because why are you disrupting the people that want to learn?
But there's always...
Nah. Like I remember not seeing guys for the whole day and just seeing them one time. You know what I'm saying? Because they was on isolation.
But there's always...
Horrible.
Like, there's always a reason. Like, behaviour is a communication of need. So whether that behaviour is communicating that, you know what, I'm bored and the lesson that you're doing is not engaging me, or there's something that's happening outside of school that's rattled me or whatever else, but teachers aren't there looking for that. They're just trying to teach their lesson.
So for them,
it's easy to just say, you know what, you know, go away.
Yeah.
Because like we're saying, academically, I should be in the lesson, but because of my behavior, I'm in that dungeon. But why is no one asking, like, what is it?
Surely that's what they're asking once they remove you. And you're going learning support and isolation and
things. They weren't asking that.
But that's that's what they should be asking.
That's what they should be asking. And that's what more schools are doing now when they try to like reflect and whatever, like, yo, what's going on? Talk to me. But back then, it was more of a punishment. Even the LSU, like, as an adult and working in education, I'm looking back and I'm saying, cool, LSU was learning support unit. Mr. Lee.
It was a ride.
No,
people were just going there to play and stuff, innit?
What?
Bro, no, it was for LSU for me because I was learning support unit.
No, it was bad.
People were playing board games in there.
Was anything in that
next
room.
Door. That was...
No, you know, do you know something bad, though?
College course.
Sometimes, I'll pick a day that I'm just, like you say, I'm boredom. I don't want to learn. This topic is boring.
Yeah.
I want to go LSU today. Yes. I want to go because I know maybe LSU
was
there.
It was a vibe.
Or like, I don't even want to say names. Or someone's
Mr.
there.
Mr. Lee would just walk out. There'll be times like, Lee again? He used to run it.
Mr. Lee had the glasses. And he was a PE teacher.
He used to be a PE teacher as well.
And you see Mr. Senior, Lee, yeah?
He used to run it. Mr. Lee. Away, no support. It's called learning support unit. There's no support.
It was dark.
He's gone for hours.
Mr. Gilway, she got touched, in the corridor as man's walking, And he didn't even see you touch it. He just, you three, come here, just grabbed everyone. He was a proper, just a joke, man.
He was a senior teacher.
And he got people in trouble, that never even done anything. Mm. Not me, but people. I remember that day I was there. I saw it. Mm. Not saying he done whatever, but you get me?
Yeah.
Because that's one thing I miss about school, bro. What? Was the discipline and all this stuff. But, I missed that.
Yeah, but
because once we left school, a lot of people that had no behaviour was just allowed to have no behaviour, bro.
Facts,
That's why I stopped hanging around with people. Because they weren't doing it.
But you know what? It's changed now because the things that we did in school, year 7 to year 11, we would have lasted 2 weeks in schools now. Like, we got away with so much.
Okay.
Now,
so they're more strict.
What now? You're gone.
Straight. That makes sense. Expelled.
Now, not just St. Bonds, you're gone. Mm. The stuff that we were doing in school, as in...
I reckon the kids are reckless now, man. Imagine if we had iPhones with Instagram, with Snapchat, with TikTok.
That's the point he's making. They don't go school.
They don't go school, bro.
They don't go school. And their recklessness is outside of school.
I was with a youth yesterday.
Go on.
He ain't been schooled this year. And he's like 12.
He's just on the road. Yeah, that's mad. Yeah,
but there should be plans put in place.
You know, I didn't resent school, innit? That's the only thing. Some people resent school; they find it cool not to be in school. Obviously, the days we bunked innit, but I didn't resent school.
Hey,
but school not school.
Who introduced me to bunking?
Probably him.
Understand? 100%.
He
introduced me to bunking as well.
Doc, the sweatshop is no. Hey, Doc, tell him who you are.
No, Doc introduced me to a lot of stuff.
Hey, Doc, I'm going to tell him who you are.
He was the culprit.
Culprit, bro.
You was the main guy in the school as well. You was the main guy in our year for a lot of wrongs. But you've changed. So why are you not embracing it? You
was not embracing it.
No, but I'm saying you said you might not be mad, but there's a lot of things that they're never going to know. Because they don't know. I'm going to give it to you. It was part of the reason why it was governed in it. For a lot of schools. Because it's governed, but isn't it? You can't come and chat over here with frontliner or frontliner.
To this day, I tell people that, see this doc that you got now?
Yeah,
this is
a different word. I'm going to go mad soon. So you have to, you can't keep saying we're going mad because I ain't even gone mad yet. Wait till you say something that I'm gonna go mad. I ain't gone mad yet. We know you don't.
They embrace it, and I think going back to that point of like the discipline.
I don't recognize you. You get me?
Yeah. The disciplines change. Like some of the stuff that we got away with, like it wouldn't happen now. So sanctions and things of that nature. Like it's definitely. It's definitely changed, in schools. And I want to go back quickly. We was talking about, the LSU before and, the support and stuff. I don't remember, in school, there being talks around, like autism, ADHD, or people having those type of...
autism. I never knew about it till I worked with in health and social care, and then I had to work for the autism kid. I didn't know. I never heard the word before. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? So.
But you reckon there was definitely people in our year?
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
Went undiagnosed.
One, yeah, that's facts. But obviously, autism today as well. I'm not obviously no. Yeah, here some people are just getting it. Some people are just getting told they're all to go autism. I'm not trying to go mad.
It's getting mad.
But some people get told. Do you know what I mean? It's getting handed out too frequently now.
Yeah.
Like before, like if it was given out in our days, it probably would have been given out properly, as in, cool, identified. But now, everyone's just saying now. They're reading it and saying, cool, that fits. I fit that description.
Because
they had a bad day.
Do you think they're doing that as a sort of easy route for, oh, you know, my child can't do this. They've got X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, because some of it's down to like, obviously, our parenting is different. Even down to my parenting is different to how it was back in the day. Do you get what I'm saying? We always try to change up a little something. And I feel like our parenting today with the phones and stuff, we have to still be like the old school parents, bruv. Because this new school trying to spoil your kid and trying to, it's not gonna work. You have to make them understand life from the beginning. And I even for myself, I'm guilty of it because my son, he sees me and he's like, "What you got for me, daddy?" He's like, he's patting me down. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I'm giving him everything, but you need to understand that this is not life. In life, you have to work and you have to
work hard.
Like. But we had that installed, but now it's just not like that anymore, innit?
Yeah.
So we've gone way off that.
Speaking of parenting, and I know, Will, you're not a parent yet, but you can contribute as well in terms of like what you want, like moving forward.
Yeah.
Like what do you, like how do you prepare your son for like, or you know, sons, you know, when you have daughters, etc., for like education based on like the experience that you had of school? And do you think your experience influences anything, or do you think, you know what, I'm a parent, everything's just like a new slate? Like what do you guys reckon?
For me, it's I'm just trying to get my son to obviously away from like live like me, because obviously me, I believe I made it through, because a lot of kids don't make it through, as in they get into the gangs and they get hurt. And my main concern is not school, it's going through school and not being uninjured and not having to live a life where you like me, innit? Like what we did. We didn't have to live a life which was too mad. We didn't have a gang. We don't have gang wars, innit?
Yeah.
But a lot of kids that was like the years younger than us, their thing led to gang wars, innit?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is that's my main concern of my son coming off school with just education and making it through.
For sure.
As in not having to, because of like, bro, you don't want to have to take your son to school because X, Y, Z, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's basically where I'm coming from, my take of that. It's my main concern.
Yeah.
How about you? I don't really have much of a take on it yet, man. I'm not really there yet, man. I'm very much like, cross that bridge when you get to it type energy. And I just have a lot of faith in God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, you understand? Because, and I'm just very much an advocate of just being an example more than anything.
Yeah, for sure.
I have so much faith in myself as an example, and my family and everyone around my kids as examples for everything to be fine.
To be blessed, yeah.
Without minimal effort, you know what I mean?
But you know, we made it through the skin of the teeth, because we was around and things could have happened, but it's like...
Yeah.
Like I said, it was governed, innit? But if it was ungoverned, a lot of things could have went left, which we did for other people, innit?
So, you mean like educationally specifically?
Yeah. I'm in education, but I get...
No, I'm saying, but education is the same thing, because if I wasn't around, because there's other schools.
During that period, you know, things that are going on outside...
Other schools probably did get...
You know what I'm trying to say?
Where like, put their
people, near us, people near us, you know, people that are in our year groups, you know, in our year group, you know.
Exactly.
Like things happen that, you know, we can't really go into detail with. So I care what you're saying. You're saying actually the most important thing for you is the safeguarding, it's the safety. Just make
like
it through
said,
that.
You can, you know, we can govern that bit of the education. We can govern, we can encourage whatever.
Yeah.
See that bit where we can't uncontrol the person who's going to try and move to your son for his Canada Goose jacket or whatever.
Yeah.
We can't govern that. I'm not going to be on my son. I'm going to drop him, like I said, I can't drop my son to school every day when it gets to that point.
In terms of that, that's what I'm on. Yeah. I'm on dropping him to school every day.
So this is what I mean.
For the next however many so years, bro.
That's what you have, because like, bro, people again, they
can't have, so essentially, you're right. I don't feel safe.
Do you get me?
Like, is having the same sort of freedom
that we had. We was on.
I think we had too much freedom.
I was outside from young
school days.
You know, young crazy
primary school freedom. It's like outside, no curfew.
Tried to like control our freedom because I used to get phone calls come home and whatnot.
For sure.
I think having an older brother and like a good circle of friends like you guys, like I'll tell my mum or whatever, my dad that I'm with you guys, allowed me to be free. But because we know how the outside world is then and even now, I think we got to try our best to control it. Like you're saying, if you can drop your school, drop your son or daughter.
But I still believe for our year group, was in the top tier work of friends. So things didn't happen. But for other people, if my son doesn't hit that top tier of friends and he's in the other school, that could happen to him.
Well.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of things could have happened to us because of a lot of things.
I reckon we...
To get me? And that's how I see
it. That's a whole nother... not even an episode because I don't even talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but of course. You know what I'm saying? But
I reckon we got lucky, man.
That's what I mean. It's like...
We did.
I reckon we got lucky. So, I think, yeah. And
so when I look at school... It's a blessing
because it could have gone, you know... It could have gone
different
either way, but for you, I'm not sure if that's something that you think about in terms of like moving forward. How do you want education to be like for like your kids? And
I think about it all the time. I always think to myself, like, when I have a son, do I want them to like follow my same path, like even go the St. Bonds route?
Yeah.
Then again, I think to myself, nah, that was your journey. That was my journey. They can't cut through the same way I did, you understand? So
exactly.
I always think about it, and I think they gotta just lead their own destiny, lead their own journey, and I just gotta support whatever comes with it.
Yeah.
They can't follow my...
I would love for my children to be privately educated, right?
Same.
Yeah, so my cousin homeschools his children as well.
Yeah, same as
me. How comes?
Well, I believe, I don't have much experience, as we know, but I believe that the curriculum and like the style of teaching and what they're teaching and the end goal of what this teaching is
to be employed
is very different. Yeah, just that whole
thing.
The mindset's different, isn't
it? What
it's just to keep you in that box of trying to be an employee.
The access, the resources, the people that you're connecting with, the network. Yeah.
Facts,
you know,
man. Facts.
Like you're around certain people of certain standards. So
it's worth it.
I get that. I've had that thought as well. I haven't thought about it extensively, and I think for me, I think one of the key things, especially in my son's journey or my children's journey, is just being present, being present, and like encouraging them or supporting them, like in whatever opportunities that they're pursuing, even if that opportunity lasts
a few months
and they're into that, like, let me support you in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Because I think the one thing that I can say is I can look back and say, like, there was, especially in regards to sports, like there were certain areas that I felt, you know, I was gifted in or good enough to like pursue, you know, like a career in, whether it was like athletics or whether it was like, you know, even stuff like basketball. All right, cool. Breeze had crazy handles, but I'm a solid center, bro. I'll be getting double on those rebounds and you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But like, Mumsy never came to, you know, East London Royals. Mm. No one's coming to Newham Stadium when, you know, we've got championships and I'm doing shot put and I'm on like the relay team.
Yeah.
I'm just there on my one.
Coasting by yourself. Yeah,
no, so no one's showing me that actually. So when, you remember the coach, East London Royals, used to message you saying, where's Jan?
What was his name? Was his name Paolo?
I can't remember his name. I never used to come to training.
Like his name was Paolo.
He's like, why don't you train? Mm. I just come for the match. You're going to play me
for
anyway.
For the game, for the game.
You know what I'm trying to say? You're going to play me anyway. But you see that mentality? Because I'm thinking, why should I care?
Not being encouraged.
Yeah, so I think that's one of the things I want to do for my son is
just so that's be there. What that's like for me.
What are you interested in? You want piano lessons? I'm going to play. You know, you want to do swimming? You want to do, like, I'm going to be there and I want to support, you know, what you're doing. I just want to be like a present parent. And I liked what you said, Brutes, about having faith in yourself. Because one of the things that I often do is when I think about my parenting, yes, I think about, cool, I don't want my son to be like how I was growing up, and I don't want to raise him that way. Mm. But I'm not 16 anymore.
Yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I'm not
a 16-year-old raising him.
Yeah,
I'm me now. I've got faith in me now.
Facts.
So that hit me, and you know, that's where I'm at with
this. It's mad. Like, I look at myself, like, I hold myself in quite a high regard, and even if I didn't, you got to look at yourself and think, how bad are you or how good are you? And look at how you was brought up, how your parents were.
Mm.
They weren't the greatest, and you're still okay type,
okay,
type
yeah,
thing,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Like, my so, thing, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got a lot of guidance as well. So
yeah,
for me,
I
don't feel, I'm learning myself.
Mm.
My dad passed away when I was young. I'm always, even down to spoiling him, my son's got bare stuff because I'm just always trying to make sure if you miss me, you're going to remember me because a lot of things I didn't remember from my dad. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like you said about your mum, my mum done a lot of things for me, but she couldn't be there because she was working hard. Yeah. She couldn't be there,
for
like
sure,
you said,
for sure.
To encourage me to want to do better in them things or make someone be there. So them things did affect me.
Mm.
So them things are a part of my parenting and my mindset on parenting as well. Do you get me?
Mm.
That's
what
I believe as well. Do you get what I'm saying?
You gotta just do the best you can, bro.
That's it, man.
There's so many variables, so much influence.
I think two things I'll say as well. Obviously, I'm not a parent, but I think two things that's key for me, like when I think about these things, is one is communication, and two, just listen. Do you understand? See, those two things is like sometimes someone will tell you something, even like us, like you're told, like you're bedging something, but it'll like fly past our head, but you're really not listening, if you understand what I'm trying to say. Like, you might say something and it's like you just like brush it. Oh, okay. And it might be because you think that person is good telling you, like, his character is good, like, or whatever it might be. But I think it's good to like listen and actually take in what people say. Do you understand? Like, because sometimes it might be a subtle cry for help, if you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I get what you're
like
saying.
it might not be the loudest, like, oh, dad, like, I'm getting bullied at school, but it might be like, oh, school was a bit today. Do you get me? And it might be the time for you to open up and, do you understand?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I always think about them stuff there where like I said, like we had good support system, mums or dads or both, do you understand? But there wasn't a lot of talking. Do you understand? Like for me, per
but
se,
we got to big them
talking.
Up. They provided, you know, it's something in psychology called, or sociology called, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. They provided our basic needs.
Yeah,
they gave
did.
Us shelter.
Nah,
they gave
did.
Us food.
And
they gave us warmth.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
my thing.
So
man.
I'm
yeah.
even seeing that now, and that's difficult.
No, that's
in this era.
Yeah,
everyone's quite, everyone around me says that I'm quite like
stiff.
Hard, stiff and that. Like, but it's because, bro, like what you're kind of saying, this hierarchy of needs, and I'm not on babying the babies and focusing on
that's like me.
I'm
very insensitive.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what people say, but I don't feel like insensitive. I just feel like that is minimal of issues in the world. But so we can move on from it. But I can't stay on it for long because it's not my worry of life. Like I just believe there's bigger things that we can talk about that's worrying. So I get a lot of backlash in terms of that. Do you get me?
Mm-hmm.
In terms
of
like talking to people and stuff because I've become insensitive to what I've been through. Maybe. Even in terms of that, what I've been through, that's just like, bro, like, hold that one because I had to hold worse.
Yeah. No, for sure. Mm. I want to move on now and talk about the impact. You know, you can't talk about St. Bons, you can't talk about us lot here, and you can't talk about the era that we grew up in without talking about music. Like, what impact did grime have on like our school culture and us sort of growing up? Because that was a crazy era.
We're in flashbacks, man.
That's the reason, like, for the friendship thing, isn't it? See, like we were saying before about people leaving their primary school friends and stuff. For me, from day one, from before we even got there, we heard that Griminal was about. We heard that Matt Ten's little brother is in our year and is going to be going to this school. Like, from day one, bro, you're trying to just position yourself next to people that make sense. MCing was everything for me. Like, it was
everything, man.
It was a status thing, innit? I just wanted to be the guy.
The best, yeah. Like, or just named. Even if I'm not the best, just mention me.
Yeah.
Just mention me with the brutes, mention me with the criminal, mention me with the docs, with the, do you get me?
Fam, I worked so hard though.
MC wasn't my thing.
Remember?
Nah, you for real. Going like, big up Brutal, for real. Like,
Brutal was Kanye.
That's one thing I used to get cussed about, actually.
What's that?
Not being good at MCing.
Swear.
Yeah. Don't you remember, bruv, you don't remember, you don't used to form new crews. Yeah, and not involved, man.
Jolly up thing. Jolly up thing.
No, this is like year 7 year 8 early.
I'm not gonna say big
that's
up.
Just that, that's just that. That's just what period of, you know what I'm trying to say, with different bars.
Yeah,
you
just.
I know what you mean though. I remember that period, but it's like I get what you're saying.
I used to sit down every night and write an 8 bar minimum.
No, no, you see, I'm never gonna say Bruce. No, big up Fatal, because those listeners, yeah, no, the listeners out there, his name used to be Fatal. Do you get me? The listeners out there,
Maverick Big as well.
I'm gonna give him these flowers, because real talk, he used to, he's the one
Brew that was the guy would turn school. Up to his yard, everybody
where his studio was. He had the setup ready, and bro, he used to write so much bars. Now, see you. No, you used to make me go yard and think that I need to write bars.
We're not talking about the bathroom studio.
I was lazy.
Remember the bathroom studio?
Exactly.
Yes.
Bro, he had a studio.
No, he set up. No, remember when he transformed into the booth.
The shower was the booth.
Do you remember the garage one?
The shower was the booth.
Let me. Music is everything.
Me, Flames Us, and Cynical.
Big up Flames Us.
Yeah, one
man.
Weekend we came over there under the stairs. That was the first thing. That
Flames Us, how it started, by the way.
Incorporated the bathroom and the shower cubicle. By year 7, bathroom, shower cubicle.
Yeah, nah,
then we went upstairs to my room. I dashed out all my clothes. Put all the egg.
I remember the egg things. Yeah,
put them in there.
But you know, I remember
that was in secondary school.
I remember.
But do you know why we started MC?
There was a point where, like, Brutal was on point, man. He had a hustle mindset, because there was a point where he started charging. Do you remember? And he used to put his money in the Astral. I think the Astral.
yeah.
You robbed him.
No.
That means you robbed him.
No.
That stuff came up missing.
Hey, no, do you know what it was? Because he used to bring it out and say, yeah.
Hey, big up Bruce. Hey, Bruce, remember when I done the All-Star in him? Pound each person.
Nah, Bruce is a G.
He said a pound every, £2 or something. Each person. There was like 10 men on the track.
I need to give
context. And I might miss...
But wait, let me tell you why we started MCing.
No, before that, but I need to give context, because people might be thinking, oh, why is it that deep for you guys? So I need to give context. And if I miss anyone,
let them know.
Because this is the moment, innit? So from when we're in year 7, obviously you've got Strider.
Mm-hmm.
You've got... You know what I'm trying to say?
People that's in the school, though.
No. Yeah. In the school. Oh, yeah, so obviously you've got Strider. You've got the Gracious K's and that. You've got the Slew Them Lot.
Because that's what people don't understand.
Shorty Smalls. You've got the Young and Nasty
there was
Lot.
Levels. Yeah.
You've got
to this fame.
So large.
You've got Blaze Them.
Yeah.
You've got the Blaze Them
they
Lot.
They were the superstars for me.
Bro.
I didn't care about Trini, Eazy-E, them.
Trini, Dynamical.
Yeah.
We had some superstars.
Who else am I missing? You've even got people like...
Big up Linsky as well.
Clay's Terra. I can't remember their crew name.
Maverick was there. He was there.
Who else? Who am I missing?
Who else is there?
Off key. Off key was cold.
Off key. Big up off key.
The collision squad lot.
The Drastic Delusion.
Drastic.
My God. He's the one.
He's the
reason. You've got Ellis, Underground Unit lot.
Where am I going with this?
No, you see our school.
This is not, oh, you've left now. Tension. Guess who's come to the school. This is when we're there now. So it's like, I remember being on the playground, everyone sort of MCing.
There's a lot of guys in our school.
And it's like... You know, sometimes the Striders and that will walk past, just look, listen, not say anything.
Yeah.
And then other times, move. Spit. You got a thing?
Just cut you. Yeah.
Hey, we got big up Don Desi, bro. We got big up Don Desi.
Big up Don Desi on the beat.
Original beatbox.
Original.
Original beatbox, you know.
Sin was talking about yesterday. Original beatbox.
You know what I'm trying to say? So
he used to mix it.
That era that we grew up in was just special. Like, you come into school with your normal school books, but you've got your lyric book as well.
At the back.
You've got your lyrics book that planner.
I had lyrics in the planner.
The planner. Straight.
This is why the influence of, like, peer group.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy because I came into school. Anyone that knows me from primary, I was still on the eating thing. Man will stay there for, you know.
Yours like, a bad year, yeah, seven still.
No, no, I'm talking from primary.
Oh, primary. Now you was bad in primary as well.
No, no, but was it?
Hey, you was bad in primary.
No, but wasn't like that.
Did you get excluded from primary?
No.
Don't lie, bro.
Now that's a badness.
Did you get excluded from primary?
For what?
You got excluded from primary, bro. What are you
talking? I need to check my school file.
You got excluded from primary. Do you have a fight with my man, Jamal Dean?
Oh.
You got excluded. I remember he's always been annoying. So I remember from school. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I remember the whole, I'm saying. But obviously, that's why I say your transition is crazy. Like what Bruce said. I'm agreeing with you.
That was a one-off.
Yeah.
But to say that, in general, I was calm. So coming into school.
You weren't calm, man.
But coming into secondary, I wasn't on badness like that. Like, I was still on my cartoons, Dragon Ball Z, da 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 da.
But that had nothing to do with it. It was all on that.
He's trying to trick him. He's trying to trick him. He's trying to trick him. He's trying to
trick him. Quickly is obviously I know like the experiences that we've had in school, like that we've contributed to other people's experiences as well. And I say that because I had a conversation with Will, and this was like last year, and Will bumped into someone that went St. Angelus, who was like the girls' school that was adjacent to us, who I'm not going to name. And the person basically approached Will and was like, oh, you know what? I don't really F with you and Yannick and Grim. And they was talking about basically like bullying. Like, oh, you know, you guys like bullied me back in the days and da 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 da. And I just felt like, this was last year, you know.
I had something like this the other day.
So, this was last year, and I thought, 2024, we've left school in 2007. This is 17 years later. And I wanted to highlight that just to say that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to look at this episode and think, oh, like, you know, it's Jan, Brutes, Will, Scott. Like, this is old school. This is going to be... you know, this is going to be like going down memory lane for us. But similarly, there's going to be people that, you know,
resent
because we've contributed to.
Nah, man.
That is just that.
No, not me.
Maybe you. That's what I'm saying.
Cool. Maybe not you.
It's you, bro. maybe not the rest of us.
Whoever else wants you know.
I'm going to own up. Maybe me as well.
Brutes as well. I've got a name for Brutes, but no, I'm not saying name, but Brutes as well.
I've righted all my wrongs,
bro.
You ain't righted that one yet, man. That one there, you're right.
If that's the case, then whoever's listening or whoever's passing this on to listen, especially, you know, to this bit, then I apologise.
Nah, all jokes aside, real talk.
No, for real.
Hey, that means you were rattled. That means you're rattled with the name. I'm not apologising.
Listen,
right,
there's one person that I have to apologise to.
Who's that?
Yeah, me and Grimminal done something to her at the bus stop.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
That's it. But everyone else, I can't apologise for that. I was a kid.
And you know what's mad?
You know what I'm saying?
The person that contacted Will, I don't remember what she was talking.
People
about.
Say they're scared. But the light is knowing me, I did it. It's true. I don't remember it. It doesn't mean I didn't do it.
So I apologize not only to her but
to anyone that feels some type of way about
to whoever. Because one of the things that I'm conscious of, especially like, you know, whenever I'm in Newham or like, you know, neighbouring boroughs, if someone sees me and they approach me and they say, oh, you're Doc, I'm like, no, you got the wrong, like, I'm trying to figure out, have I done something to you, like, back in the days or what? Like,
I don't know. Saying it's different.
Doc, you letting him know?
Do you have any time this guy phoned
you? That's why I just got to apologize.
He's phoned me before. He's phoned me. Doc's phoned me.
That's trauma.
But see, Doc.
For us to leave school 17 years later and you to still feel like that.
That was at a time when you were.
And I didn't want. And I don't want to be someone that's had that sort of trauma on someone's life. That's crazy.
Doc, this is part of what you said about being there more for you. When we was left to our own devices, this is when you was out there moving, how you was moving.
Yeah,
you was left to your own devices. Yeah. No one was telling you not to do what you was doing.
Yeah.
Do you get me? And this is what you're saying. You're trying to navigate to not have that happen for your you.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying. This is the person we will remember, the person that wasn't getting governed.
Yeah, do you get what I'm saying? For sure.
But this is part of our journey, which you've changed. Like you said, they will never know.
Yeah.
But there's people that know.
Yeah.
They definitely know.
Yeah, no, you gotta hold that one. That's you.
Yeah.
That's
and that's
see how you sent them questions you said for Bruce only, that's for you only, cuz.
Yeah.
So,
I was gonna for Bruce only, cuz we're there now.
Yeah. Bruce only.
Obviously, you know, us man, you know, year 11, went sixth form, etc. Like, what was the decision behind you not going?
The studio in St. Bonds was dead.
The studio
was dead.
Hey, they made St. Bonds rhythm there. I wasn't on
that
it though.
That was it, straight.
Vex about that.
Them time there, I was on studying music
thing, yeah.
And I just wanted to go somewhere where I thought it was proper. Yeah, the studio was impressive to me.
Where'd you go, Nuvec?
That was it. I ended up going Haven.
Okay.
And I went for a year and then dropped out at the start of the second year. Mm. But yeah, that was all it was really. I regret not leaning towards my academic side more than my creative side, for sure.
Because I feel like you still could have done the creative side.
Could have done both.
Could have done both, yeah, man.
And then continuing in an academic journey would have
serviced
the creative side in decision making and, you know, discipline and whatnot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it is what it is, man.
No, but you believe that, like, obviously, like, having... like good, like you said earlier, like good people around your family and like your mum and dad together and everything. Do you believe that helped you like not worry about other things and focus on education to be more like indulged to be in that top set and stuff like that? Because
nah, man, I didn't see it like that. For me, I was just me, man. I was just naturally bright. There was no there was no extra effort from my family or nothing.
Okay,
yeah. Trust me.
Because I feel like
no tutor or nothing.
No, what I'm saying is, other people, like, so they have worries, things they have to think about outside of school. Do you know what I'm saying? So
Well, I'm a Pisces like you, because, like, so yeah. Man's very. Worries man, do a lot of worry.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff growing up. You get me? But,
yeah, nah, for real. Because that's what I wanted to know. Was your head clear after school? Or was you thinking about like things that were detrimental to you, like, or trauma to you? Like,
but yeah, I guess. So I guess even the way I can sit here and say that, yeah, I had my little traumas and whatnot, but comparing it to someone else's,
yeah,
I guess it's not really comparable.
Because that's what I was thinking, like, because obviously when your head's clouded with things that you think that are meant to even meant to affect you more than they are.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking that, right, I should be even more devastated than this. You're thinking about that and you're thinking of, like, when they say, oh, this happens to you, you started going on roads and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm not saying that happened for me, but this is what I'm saying. I'm saying was that, like, how you kind of dismissed that. Because you, man, was in top set. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think, do you know what's so mad? Like, that was... like, in the moment, like, when you never went sixth form, I was like, rah.
Yeah.
Like, Brutes ain't coming.
Do you remember Hong?
But do you know what's so mad?
Because I was legit thinking... who's going to be in my classes?
I was his inspirational, cuz. I swear
that. No, for sure. No,
it's not.
No, it's
not. Doc chained up still. But
man was leaning on him. And not just with you, but
you see what you did?
Internally and emotionally,
when we
finished GCSE and I realised, Brutes ain't coming sixth form. Grim ain't coming sixth form. This person's going that way. I started to feel a shift. I was like... I was like, the mandem's done.
I nearly didn't go as well. No one said anything. I nearly didn't go.
No one said anything.
It was
all like, yeah.
That I went as well.
I said, yeah, the mandem's done. I felt it in that moment.
Why?
Because we've always been together.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like,
yeah.
As in, we're together.
Yeah, solid.
You know what I'm
and
trying
you know
to say?
Because you know what's mad? Yeah, 10 year day, 11 is real, you know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
them 2 years,
they're
you start
years.
Growing up.
Yeah, they're
probably.
You know what I'm saying? So we had already started kind of.
Listen,
dispersing, but we came together through school.
B. Yeah, yeah, Big
yeah.
B.
That's why it was so detrimental.
Yeah.
See what I we realized the other day? Was at Bruce's birthday the other day, and Bruce was like, you lot went to school together. And we looked around, it was just me, bruv.
Mm.
It was just me and Bruce that went to school together. I was like, raw. We didn't. I had to say, I had to be the one saying, no, we didn't. Because I'm ready to say, no, these guys didn't want to. You're dumb. Not like that, but.
Do you know what's so funny? Because the other day, I was talking to Scots about, obviously, I engaged to my fiance recently. I was talking to Scots about, who's going to be our best man? Like, well, Scots was like, what do you mean, bro? What about me?
Yeah. I like. I'm the longest one.
You're the longest one.
I've been to every birthday.
Like, he's been to
every single
birthday,
bro.
He's been to every birthday.
Like, I'm there.
Bro.
I'm realizing.
That's
I say
that's true.
His mum like, bro, like, no, these men never went to school, bro.
Yeah.
She even said you man's name. She's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, they man went to school, but no, these man, come on, man.
Yeah, let her know.
Sammy would have been there, but yeah.
And it's funny because we still.
Prada would have been there, but he weren't there.
I talk about yous lot. To my parents and stuff. So like yesterday, I mentioned Liam.
Mm.
I said, oh yeah, Liam's daughter's name's that.
Mm.
And they know who I'm talking about, even though she ain't seen Liam for over 10
same,
years.
Same, same.
William.
I still do it now.
They know.
I still do it now. They know. They know. I still do it.
Same. But listen, what you said about school. When I was in school, and we obviously was just with the grime, my idea of when I was left school and then I started driving, was like us man listening to Graham and the Whip, but I don't even listen to Graham and the Whip.
Yeah,
you see that Graham and the Whip? I'm only 30, but when I'm older, I used to think, when we're older, we're gonna be rolling.
We're still be rolling.
Black top car, but we're not rolling. I'm thinking, nah, I'm not with the same guys. Like I'm with different guys, but like even when Brutal Mum said it, I was like realizing, raw, my circle of friends has changed from my school friends, innit? I know them, but like my day to day friends have changed, innit?
Yeah.
Do you get me? But I didn't realize it to like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
No, that's powerful, man. And you know what, as we end off, I just wanted to, you know, to give you guys, you know, your shout outs for coming and representing in this episode. And I feel for me it's important to have this episode because like I can't do what I'm doing now in education. Being the leader that I am, being at the forefront, you know, of where I am without like going back and reflecting on like my educational experience. Mm.
So you're because, the best person to say it because obviously you have to
say what you've been through
and then how you transition because a lot
100%.
Of people need to do that. A lot of 100%. People are struggling to think, they're thinking that this road life is going to help them, but then there's no end goal for that.
100%.
The end goal of that is jail and dead, bro.
And I don't want people to also see me in like certain positions and think, oh, you're doing this, so that means your like school journey must have been like easy and smooth sailing and whatever else.
Yeah,
like,
that's
no, it wasn't that case. And the one thing with me is I'm always transparent. I'm always real. Why? Because I know I know my people lock into this.
Yeah.
So I don't want there to be one person, whether it's a former brethren, whether it's a former student.
This guy, I know
that's
him.
Like, huh?
Yacked me.
Yeah, this guy's
catty. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? So,
all real talk.
You know, I just wanted to really hide that. So,
Doc was on goal, innit? Big Wool knows.
But honestly, you know, I appreciate the brotherhood. I appreciate having, you know, you guys on. And for us to just, you know, sort of chop it up and look at how this educational, you know, journey has influenced all of us, you know, especially me. And thank you guys for coming on. So that has been the Too Cool for School podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow us on our social media pages and subscribe to our YouTube. Thank you.